two bills in the state Senate would provide increased funding for school districts across the state. One bill gives districts modest increases for the next 3 years. The other bill offers extra funding when North Slope oil prices are high. But it's not clear if there's enough legislative support for either measure. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
State funding for school districts used to be very erratic. The legislature would set funding levels each year after school districts drew up their budgets. That meant districts would brace for the worst, issuing pink slips. Chad Steitler is the chief financial officer for the Anchorage schools.
We frequently get caught in a scenario where it appears that we're crying wolf because we have multiple million dollars of cuts each year without knowing what our revenue sources might be.
But the last 3 years have been different. The legislature decided to try forward funding. School districts could expect a $100 increase to the base student allocation, or BSA, each year.
It really made a dramatic change in how we do business here because we knew how much money we had coming, so we could really plan effectively rather than bouncing back and forth through a budget cycle that frankly just gets everyone really concerned for their jobs and the effect in the classroom.
A bill working its way through the Senate this session would ease the funding concerns at the local school district levels by forward funding their budgets for the next 3 years. The bill guarantees an increase of 2% a year. Steitler has testified in favor of the measure. Senator Joe Thomas, a Democrat from Fairbanks, helped write the bill. He says that increase doesn't quite keep up with inflation.
They'd like to have more, but they think that it's enough.
Thomas says almost every school district in the state wrote a letter supporting another 3 years of forward funding.
They are appreciative of knowing that they are getting more money in those 3 years rather than it being no increase this year and no indication of what will happen in a second or a third year. At least they know that there's some money coming in so they can at least plan into the future for that, knowing what the money is.
The Fairbanks School District is already making more than $2 million in cuts to its budget. Without a funding increase from the legislature, the cuts will be much deeper. Sue Hull is a school board member. She says it's been hard for the district to keep up with things like rising energy costs. She says the 2% increase isn't enough, but districts didn't feel they could ask for more.
We just felt like, from what we were hearing from legislators and all, that there wasn't much interest in giving us funds beyond that. And the House, on the House side, those folks have been saying that we're not going to get any increase.
Hull suspects it will take an outpouring of support for the bill from the community to ensure it gets legislative approval. Republican House Speaker Mike Chenault acknowledged this week that there is resistance to the idea that the state should provide a funding increase for school districts.
You know, there is some concern expressed by a number of legislators that are we getting our money's worth out of education? I think that there probably needs to be some type of an increase for K-12. Now, whether that's an actual BSA increase or some other funding, I think we'll wait to see.
Another Senate bill would offer more money to school districts and municipalities when the price of oil is over $89 a barrel through a complicated formula. At today's rate, both the school districts and cities would get about $50 million in extra funding. Senator Lyman Hoffman, a Democrat from Bethel, is Senate Finance Co-Chair, where the bill originated. He's making it a priority.
From what I've heard throughout the state, school districts and local governments are really looking forward to that legislation.
So for the school districts, it's a waiting game to see what funding they will have in the years to come. They say they're prepared to do the best they can with whatever dollars they're given. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.